This one is on that. So what have you got? Where's the paper? What's the date? Wednesday the 3rd? Yeah? I don't know what the Hebrew date is.
What's your subject?
Pashas Mishpatim.
Pashas Mishpatim.
Obligation.
Wednesday, 3rd of February, 24th of Shvat, Rabbi Matisio Lawrence, Pashas Mishpatim. Obligations of workers.
Good morning. Pashas Mishpatim deals mainly with the yonim of Mishpat. Halacha is what we'd call in English of civil law. There are other halachas in Pashas Mishpatim, but in the main, that is the topic of Pashas Mishpatim. So I thought it's important to bring out one particular area of Hilchos Mishpat, Choshe Mishpat, an area which is sometimes overlooked. And this is the area of the obligation of people who are working for somebody else. In halacha, you call this a poyel, someone who's an employee, a worker. What are the obligations of that person? Now, before we go into the specifics of that, I'd like to start with an idea which is brought in the Torah right at the beginning of Choshe Mishpat. The Torah brings a very, very interesting idea from Rabbeinu Yonah. It's Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos. And Rabbeinu Yonah is addressing a stira, an apparent contradiction between two well-known Mishnayos in the first perek of Avos. In Avos it says, in Pirkei Avos it says, Shimon HaTzadik Oimer al Shloshe Devarim HaOlam Oimer. The world is oimed on three things, al HaTorah, v'al HaVoidah, v'al Geminas Chasodim. Well, in the Mishnah, the world is oimed on Torah, and HaVoidah, which is Korbanos and Tefillah, and Geminas Chasodim. And we all know the many, many different explanations of that Mishnah itself. But later on, not very far later in the same perek, it says, in the name of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Ashloisha Devarim HaOlam Kayom, the world is kayom on three things, al adin, al emes, al hashalom. So it seems to be that there's a bit of a contradiction between these two things. What is the world oimed on? Is it oimed on Torah, avodah, gemilas chasadim, or is it oimed on din and emes and shalom? So he's medayek the slight difference in the wording of the two mishnayos. One mishnah, the first mishnah says al shloisha devarim ha'olam oimed. And one says Ha'olam is Kayom. And he explains that the first Mishnah, which is talking about Torah and Avodah, but Al-Gimilas Chasodim, is the purpose for which the world was created. The world was Oimed, the world stands on these three pillars. That was the purpose of the Bria, to bring Torah into the world, to bring Avodah into the world, and to bring Gimilas Chasodim into the world. But once the world has been created, how is the world Kayom? The world is Kayom through Din, Emes, and Mishpat. Din, Emes, and Shalom. Din is Mishpat, Emes, and Shalom. So by a person, each person, whether it's an individual, whether it's a kehillah, whether it's a bezdin, anybody who has an involvement in Din, Emes, and Shalom, which each person has at their own level, is something upon which the world is kayom, and we are oisik in the kiyum ha'olam. By making sure that we keep Din, Emes, and Shalom, we are oisik in the kiyum ha'olam, the continuity of the world. We find in last week's parasha with Yisro, Yisro came along and he gave an eitzah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, where was the eitzah that Moshe Rabbeinu was received from Yisro? Was it regarding mitzvahs, tefillin, Shabbos, in yonim of Ben Adam Lamakom? No, it was Ben Adam Lachaveiro, Ben Yonim Mishpat. On two levels. Firstly, Yisro saw Moshe individually was getting tired out from standing in din all day long. And secondly, he felt that was not the adequate system for din. If a person is actually being done all day long, there's no way that they can actually do their job properly. It's not giving a chance to everybody. The cases won't be heard properly. So Yisro came with an invention of a different system of mishpat, of batei din, with levels of hierarchy. And Batei Din would be in charge of smaller groups and larger groups, and that way we were able to ensure that Mishpat was done properly. And that was the area that Yisro came when he advised Moshe Rabbeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed, and Yisro got a sedra named after him, and it's spoken about, and in fact, one of the svarim I saw brings that you see that even in Be'inyonei Halacha, sometimes we can take advice from a non-Jewish person. Sometimes there's a chokhma out there which helps us improve our ways. So, Mishpat, we can see, is an exceptionally important thing. That's the general introduction to the Inyan of Mishpat. Turning to our topic nowadays, which is the Inyan of Poyalim. Hiring workers, mitzad, the person, the employer, and the person who's being hired, the employee. So the famous Chofetz Chaim, I don't know how famous it is, but the Chofetz Chaim says in the first parak of Sefer Avos Chesed, where he deals with many, many dinim of Ben Odom Lechaveiro, of Halvo, of lending money. The Chofetz Chaim there says a very important thing, which I know from experience in being involved in the Beis Din, is all too often overlooked by people. And it probably applies to every single person who runs a household, or somebody who employs somebody else to do something. And when the idea is the following: when a person employs somebody, whether it's a plumber, whether it's an electrician, whether it's your accountant, your lawyer, whatever it is, Rav Chaim writes the following thing. You have to agree the price, the mekach, first. And I think included within the idea of mekach is the terms of business as well. You have to agree what it is you're employing that person to do very clearly from the outset. The Chofetz Chaim says, the imloi kein, because if you don't do that, olul ma'oid lihiyos gazlum. It's very, very likely you're going to end up being a gazlum. Va'oishek sechar sochir. And you're going to end up withholding the payments of somebody who is employed by you. Unless, let's say, for example, a machlekes develops between you, and he's demanding more money from you than you think that you owe him, then there's two ways. Either you're going to go to have a big fight about it, he's going to give up, you're going to give up, or you'll go to a Beis Din to sort it out. Those are the options, what's going to happen. So for a person to be a veteran, for a person to give up and say, well, yeah, fine, I'll pay you all the money that you're demanding. I don't believe I owe you that amount of money, but I'll pay it to you anyway. You've got to be a big veteran to do that. If you don't, then it could be that you won't pay the money, and really he deserved that money. And therefore you end up being a gazlan, because you have withheld money from him, which he's entitled to. And the Chofetz Chaim writes, this is the same Chofetz Chaim, Mishneh Berurah, same strength of halacha. He says, Al pi roiv, yitzarech ha'odom l'meyois pe'ulois b'chol shana. A regular person requires hundreds of activities done for him, hundreds of jobs done for him, in the course of a year, whichever field it is. Umatzui ma'oid, sha'achar ha'pu'ula, yesh vikuach bein ha'uman v'ha'bal ha'bayis. You end up having a machlokes between the uman, the tradesman, the professional, and the bal ha'bayis, the person who employed him to do the job. Be'inyan tashlum haschar, with regard to the payment of the money, of the payment. And when they separate from one each other, kol echad choshev benafshoi shehu nigzal min hasheni. Each one thinks that he's been taken advantage of by the other one. He's paid too much, he hasn't got paid enough, whichever way. But he doesn't want to argue with him, he just wants a peaceful life, it's not worth it, it's not worth the time, the aggravation, the agmas nefesh, it's not worth it. But somebody ends up being losing out and disadvantaged from their actual position, what's rightfully theirs. So Chofetz Chaim writes, if that happens, the person who's taken too much money, or the person who hasn't given up the money, paid over the money they should have done, is nikra b'shem gazlan min ha'tora. Chofetz Chaim's words is nikra b'shem gazlan min ha'tora. Now, there is an important halacha which again people are aware of but don't understand the parameters, and that is what we call minag hamedina, which means the following: if two people have a contract between them and you agree the specific terms and conditions of the contract, so then that's fine. So then you have to carry out the contract on the basis of the specific terms of contract. What happens if they didn't write down, or they didn't agree clearly, specific terms? So in many cases, the halacha, Chesh Mishpat, recognizes what's called minhag hamedina, whatever is common practice in the country where you live. Now this is not to be confused with dinner de malchus adinah. Dinner de malchus adinah is a completely different topic, which applies to certain halachas and not to others, and applies in certain places and not to others. And a lot of people go around talking about dinner de malchus to dinner, but they don't realize it's very specific in its parameters. We're not talking today about dinner de malchus to dinner, the law of the land is the law. We're not talking about that. We're talking about what's called minhag hamadina. Minhag hamadina means whatever is common practice. Now that common practice could be something which is set by the law. These are the legal standards, these are the implied contractual terms, these are the ACAS rules and regulations for employment. It could be any of those things. Whatever has become accepted practice in the country where you live. So, if you didn't agree terms and conditions in your contract, then the halacha will often recognize what's called minhag hamadina, whatever is the accepted practice. So therefore, you could say, well, if it's not so bad, if we didn't agree the terms and conditions, we'll just look up, we'll go to the law library, we'll look up what is the legal position, we'll ask a lawyer, we'll ask this one, we'll ask that one, we'll find out what is the legal position. However, says the Chofetz Chaim, and again, this is clearly borne out in many of the Torah, that minhag hamadina is very often difficult to ascertain. It's very difficult sometimes to work out what the minhag hamadina is. And you have to be very, a dayan has to be very careful to ascertain which circumstances the case in front of him is, and where it differs from other cases. So for example, I can tell you one case which happened a very long time ago, which was to do with the mortgages, to do with a mortgage broker and the commission which is payable upon the drawdown of a mortgage, and certain terms and conditions were not agreed, and therefore the claim that came to the Beis Din was on the basis of minhag hamadina, what was accepted. But it came apparent after a certain amount of research that, and those of you who are in that field may say, well, that's obvious, we know that, but for people who are not in that field, it's not so obvious, that the terms and conditions, the accepted norms in the commercial world are very different to what's in the residential mortgage world. There are very different terms and conditions which are accepted as the norm. I don't know if it's exactly the same with that nowadays, but going back quite a while. I'm just giving you an example where one wouldn't be able to just look into, well, what's the norm regarding mortgages? We'd have to differentiate between commercial mortgages, residential mortgages, and in every single field, whether it's printing, publishing, whether any type of field that you're in, one has to be very careful to ascertain what is the minhag hamadina in that specific field. And that's very difficult, says the Chofetz Chaim. So, if you haven't agreed terms and conditions, and it's very difficult to work out what is the minhag hamadina, so then you have a lack of clarity in what the contract is, and you end up with a machloikas. Okay? So some people describe this as what's called haimish. Right? It's a word, a very broad word, okay? It has very many different meanings, different contexts. But some people think that it's a good thing, right? Haimish is very good, so haimish is very nice in certain contexts. But when it comes to contracts in business, haimish is not a good thing. Haimish means that, well, yeah, we'll see how it goes, and this is what everybody does, and we'll work it out, and he's my best friend, and he's my brother-in-law's, sister-in-law's friend. You know, mishpacha, I've seen this so many times. And you end up with a big machlekes. You end up with a big machlekes, because nothing was clarified from the beginning. You have to clarify terms and conditions. You can't leave loose ends or grey areas. That's the point the Chofetz Chaim is making. And therefore, he says, it's essential to fix the terms and conditions, whether it's the payment, how much, for what it is. You're hiring a photographer for a chasna, you're hiring somebody else to do catering. Speak it over with the person, work it out. What is it that you want? What do you expect? What don't you expect? Make it clear. That's the point that the Chofetz Chaim wants to make in Sefer Avos Chesed. Now, that is in terms of before the contract starts. That's in terms of agreeing the contract. What happens if, now that comes, that's in general, that applies to all contracts, and especially when a person is a poyel, if you're working for somebody else or you're employing somebody else, agree the terms and conditions. Once a person has been employed to do a job, let's say you take on an employee or you yourself become an employee, what are your obligations as far as your employer are concerned? So the basic thing, the Rambam says in Hilchos, in the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Avodim, it's brought in other places as well, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that it is the obligation of a poyel to work b'chol koichoi. That's the wording of the Rambam. I read you his wording. B'chein chayev la'avoid b'chol koichoi. A person has to work with his full koyach. Shekein Yaakov Omar. Yaakov Avinu said to Rachel and Leah, b'chol koichi avadati es avichem. I worked for your father with all my koyach. And we learn from there, why does the Torah tell us that? What's relevant about it? It says the Rambam, we learn from there that a person has to work b'chol koyach. If you're working for somebody else, you can't be lazy. You can't turn up late. You can't take off time. We'll go through the specifics in a minute. It says the Rambam, v'fikach not al sechoroi ba'oidem hazeh. Al kein shenemar v'yifroit ha'ish ma'oid ma'oid. Rambam says that Yaakov Avinu actually got schar ba'oidem hazeh for this, because the Pasuk says that he became very, very wealthy and very, very successful. The Shulchan Aruch says, this is in Choshen Mishpat, Shin Lam and Zayin, this is one. Kach muzla ha'oni, a poor person, and in Choshen Mishpat, the oni doesn't always mean the poor person, it means the employee, right? Normally he's often poorer than the employer, so he's referred to as the oni, but it doesn't mean dafka and oni. So the person who's a worker is muzhar, he is warned, he's instructed. Takes the coffee break here, the tea break there, and he goes out to check his emails, and he goes in and out and this and that. When he's supposed to be doing a job, he's meant to be doing the job. And he says, the Gemara in Brochus, to Daftez Zayin, where it says, you know, we have four brochas of benching. Benching has four brochas, right? As long as, oh no, there's four brochas in benching. The fourth one was added later. Chazal said that a person who is employed by an employer, and he takes his break for lunch, which obviously he's allowed to have, and he benches. Now, halacha is, according to the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, that a person doesn't have to say the fourth brocha. You shouldn't say the fourth brocha. Chazal were mevata on the fourth bracha. Why? Because it takes up too much time from his work. Right? So we might say, well, it takes 2-3 minutes, however long it takes. Nevertheless, Chazal said, he doesn't bench the fourth bracha, he doesn't say the fourth bracha, so as not to detract from the time that he's working for his employer. Now, the mice of the halacha today is not like that, because we say that nowadays employers are mevata on that, and they don't mind that small amount of time. But the principle still stands. The principle that we see from that Gemara is that how important it is not to take off time when a person is employed to do work, to the extent that Chazal were mevata, even on a fourth bracha. As I say, just to stress, the halacha today isn't like that, the principle still stands. There's a Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, from that Beis Medrash, says, he's talking about a person who is a teacher, a Melamed Tinoikas. It says over there, "V'lo yelech odom ledaber im melamdei tinoikas." A person shouldn't go to speak with melamdei tinoikas, with a person, with a rebbe, your child's rebbe, b'shor shemelamdim, at the time when the rebbe is teaching. Hen yivatlum b'devoro, because by speaking to him, you just want to check how your child is doing, or say hello, or whatever it is. You're going to mevatel the melamed from doing his job. You have to leave him once he's in the classroom. He's there to do his job. And the Sefer Chassidim says a bit later on, if you are a kind of a popular person, and often people come to you, that's always people, you always have shaykhs with the people. Odom shuregidim b'nei odom etzloi, somebody who is often frequented by other people, said the Sefer Chassidim, al yaske atzmoi l'lamed tinoikos. You shouldn't hire yourself out to be a malamed tinoikos. Why? Because you're a busy person with a lot of connections with other people. Those other people are likely to come and disturb you during the time when you're meant to be teaching. And therefore, he says, one shouldn't hire oneself out as a melamed tinoikos if the circumstances are such that you're going to be disturbed by other people. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, in Mesilas Yesharim, writes in Perek Yud Aleph, he's talking about the inyan of gezel in general, of stealing, of theft. And he writes what we said before, the Chazal exempted workers from Birkas HaPata, Birkas HaMozoi, other brachas as well, even Kriyas Shema, they only have to say the first pasuk of Kriyas Shema. And he says the following words. If Chazal said that you don't have to do even mitzvahs, why? Because you're meant to be working at that time. Kavachoymeh ben benoysha kavachoymeh, the divrei harushus. That you mustn't be mevatel mimalachtecha the Dom of Rishus for something which is not obligatory. If already you're not allowed to interrupt your work for Birkas HaMazon and other important things, or the fourth block of Birkas HaMazon, then of course you can't be mevatel in your work for Divrei HaRishus. And he says, Shekol Zechiryoy, every paid worker, also by him Shemoy Levatel Malachto Shebalabites. And if he does, he's called a Gazlan, he says. And he says, brings from Gomorrah, Abba Chilkia was a chosh of a person, but when he was greeted by Tamidei Chachomim, whilst he was busy working, carrying out his employment, Tamidei Chachomim would walk by, good morning, Abba Chilkia. He didn't reply. Why? Because by saying good morning, he's mevatel his malacha, whether in time, whether in concentration, says the Mesiras Hashorim. And then he says, and even if you use that time to do a mitzvah, so for example, the person's employed, and he's meant to be doing his job, and he turns up late for work, and he's running late and he hasn't davened yet. So, takes a talus and tefillin, goes in the corner, and davens, whatever it is, takes however long he takes over that, and he's meant to be working. Says the Siyas Hashorim, he can be called a gazlan. Now, if the employer is moichel, so the employer is moichel, of course, right? If he doesn't mind, doesn't mind. But one has to be careful to work out, is the employer moichel, is he not? So this is what the Siyas Hashorim says. Moving further. When a person works, a person needs koyach. A person has to have koyach. How do you have koyach? Sleeping enough, eating enough, and drinking enough. So the Yerushalmi in Demai, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel says, the Rabbi Yochanan went to a particular town, and he saw a safra. Safra is a word that's used in Yerushalmi for a malamed, a machanach. And he saw that he was, he uses an interesting word, atimius. And the Mepharshim say atimius means he was like emaciated. He was very, very thin. And he was weak, almost on the brink of being ill. And Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Almazer, why you look like this? What's going on? So said the Malamatinoikus, Omalei, to have a sayim. He said to him, I fast. I'm a person who regularly fasts. Yeah, maybe for tshuva, for his avoide, he fasts. Said Rabbi Yochanan to this melamed, also lecha, it's forbidden for you to fast. Hashto b'meleches bosa v'dom also. If you're employed, meleches bosa v'dom, you're a carpenter, you're an electrician, you're a meleches bosa v'dom, it's forbidden to be to fast and make yourself weak because you can't do your work properly. B'meleches HaKadosh Baruch Hu al achas kama v'kama. When you're working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, you're a machanach, you're an avoidus hakoidesh, you're a clay koidesh, alachas kamu v'kamu, you have to have koyach to make sure you do your work properly. So this is an important thing, that a person must make sure that he eats whatever's necessary for him. This is brought down in Aloch and Amaisa, in various different places, in Beis Yosef, in the Darki Moshe, Beis Yosef, in Pesha Mishpat, Shin Lamed Zayin, Yud Tes, and Shulchan Aruch there, and various other places as well. The Beis Yosef also brings down from the Sefer Avi Yosef. Avi Yosef is one of the Rishonim, and he writes that a Melamed should not stay up late at night more than he's able to do, because the next day he'll be exhausted. Very, very exhausted, and he won't be able to teach properly. He'll be very lethargic, he won't be able to teach properly. And he says he shouldn't withhold himself from eating food and drink what's necessary for him, because he won't be able to come out to work and to teach. On the other hand, he says, he shouldn't overeat and he shouldn't overdrink, because that also makes him sluggish and he can't work properly. So, happy medium, he has to make sure that he is sufficiently, eaten sufficiently, drunk sufficiently, slept properly, in order to make sure that he has the koyach to teach. And that applies to other workers as well. It's brought down in the context of a malamed, but it applies to other workers as well. The Shulchan Aruch also says, in Yeridea, Resh Mem Hei, Sifter Zayin, based on the Rambam. Again, this is written in the context of a Malamed, but it, based on what we've seen before, probably applies to other situations as well. That the employee, should not go in and out while he's meant to be working. He shouldn't pop out. We mentioned this briefly earlier. He shouldn't pop out, back in the whole time. Because, again, he's not able to have a continuity in his work, in his teaching, whatever it is that he's doing. It's an important thing to make sure of that. So we've seen a sampling, perhaps, of these halachas. They insist that insist on a person having his full koyach and putting his full koyach into the work that he does. An interesting halacha that's brought in the Ramah, in Shechosh Mishpat, Shin Lamad Gimel, Sif Hei, is a person who is employed to do one job should not be doing another job at the same time. Right? He's got one job at that time, during his hours of employment, where he's meant to be working. So again, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in the context of a melamed. If he's doing his hours of teaching, he's not meant to be doing something else as well, run the business on the side. No, because he can't give his full concentration on the melacha that he's doing. But the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, in Hilchas She'edos Sechiris, that the makoy for this is a tesefta. And the Gaon of the Gaon also says, the makoy for this halacha is a tesefta. What does it actually say in that tesefta? If you look in the tesefta writes that if you put somebody else in charge of a shop, right, of a shop, that person is not allowed to do some other job at the same time. Why? Because he's meant to be looking after the shop. If he's got his mind on doing other things, then he cannot look after the shop. So people could slip in, they could steal things. When he conducts a transaction, maybe he's not medaktik properly, and it doesn't take the right amount of money, all kinds of things, he's not making sure that the stock is there. All kinds of different things that are involved in a business, the tesefta says, he mustn't be involved in something else if he's meant to be looking after the shop. So we see from there, this applies not just to a melamed, as the halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but in all situations, when a person is meant to be doing one particular job, he has to have his mind on that, and he's not meant to be doing other things.
So ask me, if a person's got the lunch break, and during the lunch break they're bookkeeper, and they're doing other people's books during the lunch break, has the Balboa's got entitlement to say that they gave you the lunch break, that you should rest, you should work properly in the afternoon and in the morning? Or is the person saying, it's my lunch break, I can do what I like?
I don't know for sure the answer to that question. You have to ask a Paisik like that. But I would say, I would feel that it very much depends on the agreed terms of employment. If he type of feels that that lunch break of half an hour, whatever it is that he's given him, is the Shabkayat for the afternoon, then he can't do other stuff. He's got to take a break and rest and daven mincha and whatever he has to do. If the Balabais doesn't mind, he says, as long as you do your job in the afternoon, I don't care what you do in the
question. You can't concentrate on
your... It will depend on the person. Some people have got a lot of stamina, and they could. So I think it depends on the situation, but I don't know for sure. It's an important shayla, if somebody was in that situation, they should ask and clarify the terms of employment when you have someone in charge of you, a balabais, employer, whoever is in charge of you, or the other way around, if you're employing somebody else. It doesn't just mean employment on a regular basis. Even if it's a plumber coming for one particular job, an electrician, all the terms of employment should be agreed in advance, and that will save so many dinei Torah, so much machlokes, and so much bad feeling. I might be. I'm going to go to the